Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Joel is also the author of 6 books, including most famously The Money Map. He's been published in Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and The Hartford Business Journal. Johnson Brunetti is the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. You've seen Joel as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundland, as well as an analyst on Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. Joel, we have a lot to cover today. What's on your mind?
Well, welcome to the program today. Here's my question. Did you sell your stocks in a panic? During the last market correction, did you sell in a panic? Were you fearful and you sold and you regretted it since? Have you missed out on the second longest bull market in history because you still don't trust the stock market? Or are you tempted to jump back into the market now, even though it's still at record highs? If so, you're not alone. These are just a few of the many investing behaviors that could sabotage your retirement. This is Money Wisdom. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joel Johnson. We have a great show for you today. See, we're all human, right? We get excited when the stock market goes up. We panic when the market comes crashing down. That's the way we're wired. But unfortunately, these are the behaviors that could cause you to buy high and sell low. And ultimately, we all know what that does. It could erase years, if not decades, of hard work and savings and sacrifice for retirement. Or if you're in retirement, think of the devastation this panicked behavior or this behavior of fear of missing out, so I'm going to buy high. Think of the devastation that can cause. Coming up on today's show, here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the 5 toxic investing behaviors that could sabotage your retirement. 5 toxic behaviors that could absolutely ruin your retirement. We want to shine the light on them so you don't make these mistakes, because the bottom line is we've got to keep our emotions in check, got to keep our emotions from getting the best of us to avoid the pain of timing the market the wrong way. Our emotions are so powerful. We've learned that. Most of you that are listening to this program are old enough to think back in times in your lives when you've made mistakes based on emotion that you wish you could go back and undo, and it's very painful. It's even more painful when you've lost, again, years, possibly decades of savings because of mistakes in the market.
So on that note, toxic behavior number one, Joel, is allowing your emotions to drive your investment decisions. A lot of people say, well, I can avoid doing that. I'm a logical person. But if you look at the behavior, a lot of times it's driven by emotion.
Well, right. And in my entire statement earlier on this show talks about the emotions. Warren Buffett just has a great quote, and it's, be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful. Another great quote that he has is, the stock market is a place where impatient people transfer money to patient people. Now, these are all statements that he's learned about how investments and investors, investors do the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Right. So essentially, most investors are in one of two camps. Either they hung in there through that 2008 financial crisis, they've seen a huge run-up in the market, and they believe the market is unstoppable. Or at the very least, they're complacent, and they, you know, haven't made any adjustments to their portfolio. So there's a lot of risk, very high risk in their portfolio. The other camp is, they said enough is enough after that last stock market correction. They sold everything at the bottom, sold it at a loss, and they've been sitting in cash for the second longest bull market in history. And so they're waiting for the market to crash so that they can jump back in. So there's risk in that situation too.
Right. So think of those two risks there. One is, people aren't paying attention. They haven't made adjustments. The risk is much higher than they think it is. And we see this all the time. Those of you listeners that have come in to visit with us, we see this in your portfolios. And those that haven't, you're probably the same. You come in, you get an analysis, and we find out you're taking much more risk than you think you are. Why? Because there hasn't been any real pain over the last 7-8 years. And so we don't think we're taking any risk. There hasn't been a cost to taking too much risk. And then, of course, that investor, like you said, John, that jumped out and never got back in, and now they're regretting it. The temptation is so high to get back in because you need a reasonable rate of return on your money. But the problem is, unless you're extremely wealthy, you can't afford to just sit in cash. See, we get excited when the market goes up. right? We panic when the market goes down. So it's as if we're wired to buy high and sell low. And this is obviously a quick way to lose your entire life savings. So trying to time the market is a fool's errand. Even pros who have spent a lifetime as an investor, a trader, don't know what's next for the market. Hedge fund managers that are hot and the subject of, you know, all the trade publications as the greatest hedge fund managers ever are usually hot for 3 to 5 years at best. There's very few people that can time the market. And we just don't hear about the losers because there's always a new winner that comes along that's a hero, and we have a hero mentality in the United States. So, you know, there's big opportunities here to talk about taking unnecessary risks with your money. We want to make sure we're talking about that to you, not to scare you, but to alert you. Well, maybe a little fear is healthy, not because we're trying to scare you out of the market. We want to make sure that you've got the right investment portfolio set up. And that's why it's so critical, especially in retirement or getting close to retirement, because the costs are heavy for making mistakes with your investments, for acting on emotion. And it's always best to have somebody helping you that's emotionally removed from the fact that it's your own money. There was a great article, by the way, speaking of this emotion, in Fortune just a little while back, where it talks about how bull markets can create bad habits for investors. And a perfect example is just picture this for a minute. You're watching the NBA Finals. LeBron James has just drained a jump shot for the Cleveland Cavs. He hits another one. Then he hits another one. So he's on a hot streak. He's got three in a row, right? He's going to hit the next one. He's got to. He just hit three in a row. He's probably going to hit the next one, right? Most people would unhesitantly say yes. But the assumption doesn't say as much about King James's skills as that assumption says about the inner workings of your own brain. A whole lot of evolutionary history is packed into that projection, you thinking that because he hit the first three, he's going to get the fourth. Well, how does this tie back to the stock market, you're probably saying? Well, because we've had so many good years in a row, people just expect the market to continue going up. They forgot the bad times. So here's that thing about the hunch. It's off the mark. Statistically, LeBron isn't significantly more likely to make the next shot as he is to miss the next shot. This leaping to conclusions, psychologists call it recency bias. And it's very deep in our emotional wiring. We look at the most recent evidence, we take it too seriously, we overweight that, and we expect things will continue that way. So when the market goes down, we expect it to keep going down, and we make decisions based on that hurt us. When the market's going up, we expect it to always go up, and we make decisions based on that hurt us. And so, you know, intellectually, we know that the market's already gone way up. It's already gone way down, probably in our most recent memory in 20 years. But as we approach the ninth birthday in March of the second longest bull market in modern times, recency bias can lull you into a false sense of security. So it's critical. It's just so critical that you try to minimize your emotions when making investment decisions, and that's just not human nature, right, John?
Well, you got to have that plan to take emotions out of it and be sure that you're working from logic. And that brings us to our second toxic behavior, which is, you know, you save money for retirement, but you don't have a plan. You're operating without a plan. That's toxic.
It's very toxic. And it's been reported 7 in 10 Americans, according to most recent polls, don't have a financial plan. And we're not talking about people under 40, like, you know, my boys that are in college or just graduating from high school or maybe 4 years out of college. We're talking about people over 40. 7 in 10 Americans do not have a plan. And we all know that that's a recipe for financial disaster. Why don't more people do something about it? So here's what you need to do. You need to start with a plan. If you're saving for retirement, that's a great start, but you've got to have a plan for that savings. It probably starts for most people with hiring the right financial advisor. Very few people can invest on their own. And those that do, looking back, if they're honest with themselves, most make serious mistakes. So it starts with hiring the right financial advisor. Everything, understanding that everything works together, your Social Security, your taxes, your guaranteed income, your income from investments, inflation, when are you going to trigger withdrawals from which accounts, what order are you going to withdraw from, estate planning, fees, expenses, all of that, a financial advisor can best help you navigate through. And so having that plan can get you the most out of your retirement. Now, there's another thing, John, and you and I both see people in our financial planning world that come in and visit with us, and there's another key thing here to having a plan, and that's what?
So the key is you want to make sure that you and your spouse are on the same page, right? Because so often, maybe one spouse is doing the planning and the other one isn't in the loop, and suddenly everything gets blown up once the other spouse gets brought into the loop.
Right. Or how common is it that we sit with somebody in our offices and one spouse feels very strongly about one thing that the other spouse doesn't care about, and the other spouse is getting frustrated now that the one spouse is harping on those things. And that's why a good financial planner can be an intermediary. The differences between spouses about risk. So all of this goes into having the proper financial plan. Again, that second toxic mistake we're talking about is not having a plan. And the key to this is to start by getting a second opinion. And the second opinion only benefits one person, and that's you, or if you have a significant other, you and your significant other. So here's the question. Are you meeting with your financial advisor on a regular basis? Are you talking about things other than investments? Are you talking about taxes, how to generate income, how to make sure you get the most income with the least amount of taxes, getting the most out of your Social Security benefits? Are you talking with your financial advisor about protecting yourself against inflation or healthcare? Or are they just maybe just a stockbroker that just want to talk about having the right funds? If you want a real financial plan, you've got to cover taxes, where to generate income from, Social Security, protecting against inflation, and protecting against healthcare. If you're not talking about those things with your advisor, it's a big red flag, and you could be getting just one piece of the retirement puzzle. Let us prove to you how we can help you make your money go further in retirement. At Johnson Brunetti, we're certified financial planners. We are fiduciaries. We have well over 100 years of experience at our firm. We're standing by. We want to take your call right now. We want you to come in, get a second opinion from us. We call it our Money Map Retirement Plan. You've heard me talk about it before, and it covers all those things: taxes, retirement, Social Security, inflation, healthcare, and an analysis of how much risk you're taking on your portfolio. There's no cost. There's no obligation. You've got nothing to lose. Getting a second opinion, again, will only benefit you. The cost of not getting a second opinion could have massive ramifications for you and your loved ones. So call now, 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. You can also text your first and last name to 1-800-705-1232. Here's what will happen. You'll speak to an operator or you'll leave a message. We'll get back to you and we'll set up a time for you to come in and visit with us. Again, there's no obligation. That's an hour visit. There's no cost to that. We will give you a second opinion. Some people become clients. Most don't. That's okay. We're a very mature firm and we're here to serve you. So call or text now, 1-800-705-1232.
Great opportunity. And again, you can call or text. If you do text, just be sure to include your first and last name. That number, once again, 800-705-1232. 800-705-1232. When you come in for your visit, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books, The Money Map or Forced to Retire, or whichever one you want to pick. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies and the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. We're talking about five toxic behaviors that could sabotage your retirement. Do you think you're in great financial shape and that you could retire in the next several years? Or is it possible that you're not even close? You know, we've seen this movie 1,000 times, Joel. Somebody's overly confident about their ability to retire, and then they get that inevitable wake-up call where they learn, you know what, there's a lot more work to be done than we realize. So we're going to jump right back in to these five toxic investing behaviors and how to keep your emotions from getting the best of you. Toxic investment behavior number 3, Joel, is what I just said, overconfidence.
Yeah, and it was so refreshing. Just last week, we had a client event for the new clients that have become clients of our firm over the last year, and we like them all to meet each other. So we had about 110 people down in Westbrook, Connecticut. Beautiful evening right on the beach, had lobster and steak together. And I was talking to a couple, and the lady said to me, you know, we're retiring in a year, which is why we came and became clients of yours and moved all the investment money that we could over to you to manage, because we're retiring in a year. And we just wanted to make sure that we're not overlooking anything. We were real confident. We thought we were in good shape, but we wanted to come in and see you and get our financial house in order a year before we were going to retire. And it was just so refreshing to hear her attitude, because that is not the case with many, many people. Many people, in fact, there's sort of two camps here. Many people are overconfident. Other people are, well, why even bother? I'm so far behind the eight ball. But that overconfidence, that toxic investment behavior of overconfidence, can really, really hurt people. Anybody that's amassed any kind of wealth, little or small, has the potential for being overconfident, especially now when you think all your stock picks, all your mutual funds are doing great. You're such a genius because you picked the right, you know, everybody feels smart in a bull market. So we've got to talk about the importance of being right-sized, of being right-sized. Again, this kind of goes back to the first toxic investment behavior of emotions controlling you. But overconfidence is one of those emotions that can really hurt you. And we've got to make sure, again, taxes, Social Security, pre-tax versus after-tax accounts, Medicare coverage, the proper income plan, fighting inflation, all of these things are taken care of. This is not just about the investment. So overconfidence, guard against that. That's toxic investment behavior number three.
Toxic investment behavior number four is obsession, obsessing over the markets on a daily basis. Now, it seems like you'd want to be paying attention, right, Joel? So why is this a toxic behavior?
Well, I'm not so sure you should be paying as close attention as many people are paying. You know, we live, and this, I mean, this is an opinion of mine, but I think a lot of people share this opinion, and certainly psychologists do, and the most cutting-edge people that are now talking to corporations around the country, helping them manage their employees. This news cycle, this instant news cycle, where anytime anything happens, we can get it on our phone. You can't turn on the TV, and they're beating to death the same subject all around the clock on the big news channels, and it doesn't even matter whether it's Fox or CNN or MSNBC or the network news. They're just beating to death the same stories. And so what that has created is there's even more obsession with the daily market movement than there used to be. And then add that to the fact that on our phones, we can get our investment accounts and we can see what's happening in real time for free. And so you've got to guard against the headlines, the talking heads, the so-called experts. They will lead you astray. Buy and hold investing, if you have the right plan, works. Now, if you don't have the right plan, buy and holding investment can ruin your wealth. But buy and hold investing and small little adjustments when it makes sense works. You've got to avoid short-term trading, focus on the long-term, have a plan, rebalance consistently, dollar cost average when you're saving money, be very cautious when you're pulling money off of a portfolio. There's all kinds of rules that go behind this. So I'm not just saying set it and forget it, but obsessing over the markets daily does not help. It ties into overconfidence because you think you're going to get an edge by obsessing over the market. You're not. And it also ties back into that emotional piece. So again, all of this goes to the pain that can be caused if we make the wrong decisions by behaving in these ways that, quite frankly, as we've been talking about, are toxic.
We're talking about the five toxic investing behaviors that could sabotage your retirement. Joel, the last one for you today, toxic behavior number five is being complacent.
Well, and again, we talked earlier about this being the second longest bull market in history. Now, I don't mean what's called a secular bull market. So for those of you that really know, but the trend we've had without a down year right now is the second longest. Most people think they're a lot smarter than they actually are. They're 8 or 9 years older since the financial crisis. So they're 8 or 9 years either closer to retiring or into retirement. They've not adjusted their portfolios to adapt to these changes. Ultimately, that leaves them vulnerable, and they're taking more risk than they realize, or more risk than is necessary. This is complacency. It's an ever-changing world. You've got stocks, bonds, interest rates, even life events. Everything is in constant change. So while earlier I said I don't want you obsessing over the market, I do want you paying attention to your overall financial plan so that one small event won't throw your entire portfolio out of whack and leave you vulnerable. In my Money Map book, that book that John always tells you here, that you'll get when you come in and visit with us, you'll get it absolutely for free. I talk about stock market history, long-term stock market behavior, so that when another broker says to you, oh, just hang in there, everything's going to go great, you're in it for the long run, you know, all those little phrases we use in broker school, you'll think back to this conversation we're having right now. When you get the book, you'll see what these long-term trends in the market do, but that doesn't mean you can be complacent. So when was the last time? Think about it. When was the last time you made adjustments to your IRA, 401k, your overall investment portfolio? Do your investments really mirror your appetite for risk? Have you really looked at things in depth in the last 12 months? If not, we want to help you do that. I mean, is there any potential upside left that's worth the risk that you may be taking? And we had some shocks just recently. I mean, think about that big day where there was the Korea scare and the threat that Korea made, where if we fly our planes, even not even in their airspace, 200 miles off the coast, they might shoot one of our planes down and see it as an act of hostility. And the market dropped like crazy. In fact, tech stocks sold off 2 to 5%. Massive move down. So we've got to make sure we're not taking more risk than we think we are. Got to make sure we're not being complacent. So let's review very, very quickly the five investment behaviors. And we'll go backwards here. We just said toxic behavior number five is complacency. Toxic behavior number four is obsessing over the markets on a daily basis. Toxic behavior number three is that overconfidence. Toxic behavior number two is not having a financial plan. And then toxic behavior number one that we started the program with is letting your emotions drive your investment decisions. And if you're listening to me say that, you realize that they all kind of tie together, don't they? So could you pay, I mean, thinking about all the things we've talked about today, and again, we want you to come in to get us that second opinion. Ask yourself a few other questions, because most of the program today has been about your decisions and your possibly toxic behavior around investments. But what about other things? Could you pay fewer taxes in retirement? What's the most efficient way for you to withdraw money from your IRA or 401k? How will you get the most out of your Social Security benefits? You have questions about your investments. Let us prove to you how we can help you make the most out of every dollar you've saved for retirement. At Johnson Brunetti, we're certified financial planners, we're fiduciaries, we're registered investment advisors. We act in your best interest. One simple phone call could literally change the course for your retirement. So we're standing by. We'll take the next 12 callers. Call right now, 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. If you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, we want to sit down with you face to face. It's a very low pressure meeting. We don't push anybody, I promise you that. But you'll get a copy of my book, The Money Map, or any one of the other books myself or my partner have authored. You'll get a second opinion. You'll leave here with a financial plan. You get to decide what you want to do with that. So even if you already have an advisor, getting a second opinion could only benefit one person, and that's you. So call us now, 1-800-705-1232. You can also text your first and last name, 1-800-705-1232, and we'll set up a time for you to visit with us and get your Money Map retirement plan.
This is a great opportunity if you're retired or getting close to retirement and you need to get your financial ducks in a row. Come in for your Money Map retirement review. The number to call is 800-705-1232. Again, 800-705-1232. If you call, great. If you text, also great. Just be sure that you leave your first and your last name when you send that text in, so we'll know who we're getting in touch with when we reach back out to you. Again, 800-705-1232. When you come in for your Money Map retirement review, you can pick from one of Joel's books, The Money Map, or one of the others. Again, Joel Johnson is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. 800-705-1232. That's your five toxic investing behaviors that could sabotage your retirement. Joel, as always, thanks for your wisdom, and we'll look forward to doing it all again next week.
Have a great week, everyone.
We'll do it again, same time, same place, right here next week on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.